For many Americans, shopping is recreation. The Galleria in Houston is one of the great indoor specialty malls that helped set this national trend. Developer Gerald Hines opened the mall in 1970. It was based on the Galleria in Milan, Italy, a skylight-covered street of shops in the heart of that city. Houston's Galleria went up in the suburbs. Its skylight is an atrium that soars over a central ice skating rink and three levels of shops. The Galleria was designed by HOK Architects. It was built in three phases to Texas-sized proportions. The mall has more than 300 stores, several million square feet of office and retail space, two hotels, and 11,000 parking spaces. Each year, millions of people come to the Galleria to shop and to look around. For the most part, the exterior of the mall is a collection of windowless concrete boxes. The attraction is inside. There, a profusion of merchandise and a bustling human parade provide an element that's missing elsewhere in Houston's car-dominated landscape. Houston's suburban malls, and the Galleria in particular, have replaced downtown, not only for shopping, but also for sightseeing and for people watching. What made the Galleria so successful? Well, look no farther than the adjacent West Loop, one of the world's busiest freeways. To either side of it lie some of Houston's most expensive neighborhoods. A series of land use decisions beginning in the 1950s made the West Loop the only continuous north-south connector road for 5 miles in either direction. It virtually guaranteed a never-ending river of cars full of upscale customers. The Houston Galleria gave them a new destination and helped to redefine neighborhood shopping.